Good morning. Bitter cold air in place again across interior New York and New England, with many places starting between 0 and 20 below. Across northern New York and New England, even 20 to 30 below zero. The winds did lighten up overnight, so not much of a wind chill this morning, although they will become gusty again this afternoon. We will have lots of sunshine with high pressure in control, but that will only get us to between 0 and 10 above across the northern half of New York and New England, and between 10 and 20 for the southern half of the region. Still, wind chill values will be at or below zero for a good chunk of the day for most of us. A weak disturbance passing off the mid-Atlantic coast will draw in that wind as it works its way off the eastern seaboard today, although another area of high pressure will build in tonight, which will allow the wind to relax. This will mean another clear, frigid night, as many places will go down between 0 and 10 below again, with places in the northern part of New York and New England going between 10 and 30 below by tomorrow morning. Another disturbance heading our way. It's a weak one for the day on Friday. We'll bring an increase in clouds after some sunshine to start the day. Even some light snow for parts of the area by evening. The light snow will mainly be confined to the Catskills, the Hudson Valley south of Albany, and on over into southern New England, where 1 or 2 inches of snow could fall by Friday night. Still, though, the cold to be the big story, with highs on Friday in the middle teens on average and only getting up into the middle to upper teens on Saturday. Saturday afternoon, we'll see the clouds dissipate as that system moves through with increasing sunshine, but again, the wind will pick up behind that disturbance. A better moderating trend by the end of the weekend on Sunday. We'll have mostly sunny skies with high pressure in control, and highs will make it back into the lower to mid-20s before we reach the upper 20s on Monday. Another weak disturbance will pass through on Monday afternoon with the chance for some light snow showers. Even milder air for the middle part of next week, with temperatures going above freezing in the 30s on Tuesday and lower 40s on Wednesday. And right now it looks like we will even have the chance for some rain showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the coldest air so far this season remains in place from the northern plains through the northeastern states, but a slow rebound in temperatures will begin today. Highs should finally reach the positive numbers in the upper Midwest, which is still quite cold, but at least a start. Wind chill advisories and warnings remain in effect from the Dakotas to Maine. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of the upper Midwest for tonight and tomorrow morning, as 3 to 4 inches of snow is expected, with minor storm systems moving through. On the southern flank of the Arctic cold in parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, and Alabama, a freezing rain advisory is in effect for tonight and tomorrow morning, as milder air rides over the top of the heavier cold air, creating freezing rain and icing. This could lead to power outages and hazardous travel in these areas. And in the southern Appalachians, a winter storm watch is in effect, as the same system will produce a combination of snow and ice in the higher terrain. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, back on January 4th. The last report of hail was at Izumo Airport in Japan at 1:28 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 24 below zero, with a northwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 2 below zero, the dew point 9 below, 72% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.19 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Cotulla and Edinburgh, both in Texas, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 20s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper teens, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with snow showers, about an inch of snow, with highs in the middle teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 10 above zero, the low 1 below. The average temperature 5, that's 17 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 3.8 inches for the month, which is 9.5 inches below normal, and 17.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 12.6 inches below normal. There were 60 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 883, and for the season 3,145. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 54 set in 1999, and the record low 17 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m. 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, bitter cold today, highs 0 to 10 above with wind chill values 15 to 35 below. Clear and bitter cold tonight, lows 10 to 30 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the upper teens with wind chills near zero. Clear and bitter cold tonight with lows near zero. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today with highs near 10 above and wind chill values 0 to 20 below. Clear and bitter cold tonight, lows 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the middle teens and wind chills 0 to 10 below. Clear and bitter cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today with highs in the lower teens and wind chill values 0 to 20 below. Clear and bitter cold tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, chance of light snow, especially south of I-90 by evening, with high temperatures in the middle to upper teens. Upper teens on Saturday with increasing sun and a breeze, mostly sunny, lower to mid-20s on Sunday. Chance of snow showers Monday in the upper 20s, mid-30s with a chance of rain showers on Tuesday, and lower 40s with more rain showers possible on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.